Okay, good luck, everybody. Your sheets are in the middle of the table. This morning's landing in Parshas Toldos. Torah tells us in the Gracious Parakot Hei, Pasuk Chaf Beis, the first source, that was going on inside the womb of Rivka, when she was carrying the twins, Yaakov and Esau, says, "Vayitzrot tzu avonim b'kirva l'tom kem alo zavelchim atelech l'idoshet Hashem." Somehow the twin boys, were restless in her stomach, in her womb, and so therefore she was uncomfortable, so she went to find out what it's all about. Rashi comments in the second source, Gracious Parakot Hei, Pasuk Chaf Beis, Vayitzrot tzu, this is a pasuk which says, begs for drush, basically, Rashi is saying. Probably because the simple shot is, the babies move around. That's the normal. Right? So what was going on here? What is this all about? So that she had to run and say what this, consult, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever that means. Anyway, Rabbi Sainu Darshua Allah Shom Ritza, Kishahaisa Overet Al Tishe Torah, Shashem Ve'eber, Yaakov wrote to the Parchez Lotes. When she passed by a place of Torah, whatever we understand Torah means, Kodah Matan Torah means some sort of a place where they pursued the religious and spiritual connections and so on. So Yaakov tried to get out of the womb, so to speak. Overet Al Tishe Ve'ezorah, and it came to us a place of idolatry, so Esau the Parchez Lotes. That's the drasha. There's really two things. You see that Yaakov wanted to go out when he passed by a Beis Medrash, but also Dafka didn't want to go out when he passed by a place of Lotus Zor. Esau was the opposite. Yaakov wanted two things. He wanted to go out when there was a place of Torah Shashem. No, he didn't want to go out when there's a place of Lotus Zor. So we'll use that as a springboard to talk about the subject of entering a non-Jewish house of worship. So the original place in the Mishnayos and the Shas is a Mishnah Maseches of Lotus Zor, Daf Yud Aleph Mabay. So it's number three. Mishnah says as follows: Ear, so we'll look at Rashi. Rashi is full. We'll look back and forth again. It's a Vazoyi Aleph Mabez. Mishnah says, Ear sheyesh b'avodas kochavim, a city that is filled with idolatry. Avodas kochavim meaning avodas zara, idolatry. Rashi comments and we'll go back and forth. Ear sheyesh b'avodas kochavim. What's going on? Sheyom aid yesh ear hayom avodas kochavim shabir. There's some sort of a festival going on that day in the city, right? In this particular city, there's some avodas zara holiday, and they would have a whole fair, the market, and so on and so forth, and it was a religious occasion, it was a religious event, it was a business event, but it was a religious event in the sense that people came there to buy and to sell and to praise their idolatry and so on, which people told me existed until relatively modern times, even possibly now. That sometimes in certain Christian communities, they have, to this day, they have a fair on the day of one of the saints or whatever it may be, and they have a whole parade and a whole ceremony. So actually, that's what's going on here. So back to the Mishnah. Outside the city where this fair is not taking place, that's mutter. Rashi says, the people living on the outskirts or outside the town, you can do business with them. Why? They're different idolatries, so the people living over here didn't necessarily participate in the festival of the people living over there because they believed in a different deity. So the Mishnah says, if in the city there's a whole Avodah Zarah fair going on, a whole parade, celebration, you can't go into the city, but you can do business with people outside because they're not part of that same religious group. And then the reverse continues the Mishnah. If the fair, the celebration is going on outside the town, the outskirts, then you can go into the city and do business with them again because they didn't believe in the very same. So they didn't believe in the same Avodah Zarah. So says this Mishnah Avodah Zarah. And then the Mishnah asks in general, Mahu Leilech L'Sham? Okay, what about going there in general? Let's look at Rashi. They're going to force us, Mahu Leilech L'Sham? La'oseh ha'ir b'yom avodas kochav shal l'tzaper im echad m'nei ha'ir. You just want to go speak to somebody. You're not going to participate. You're not going to buy and sell. You're not going to do business with anybody. You want to deliver a message to somebody. This fair, the celebration is going on. But you just want to go in there. And so we come now to the issue a little bit of what we call Maris Ayin, right? So the Mishnah says, "Bizman shadarech miyuchedes losa makom osur." If that's the only way to go, that's as Rashi explains, "She'ein derech yotza meosur il leherach ir acheret." The derech hakush mikam losur miyuchedes losa il levada. Osur esrom is a chashad shenirek malach olda. Even though your intent, this is like can you go in? Not a topic. Can you go into a McDonald's to get a Coke? Or take a glass of water or something like that. So that's the idea. You're going in there to deliver a message to somebody, to speak to somebody, not to involve yourself in the whole fair. But that's the issue. That's the only thing that people are doing. That road doesn't go anywhere else. Then it's also. So says the Mishnah, but in Hayyachol Lahalek Volamakom Achem Mutter. But if this road goes on somewhere else, and if this derech goes not only to this city but to other places, then it's okay because there's no chashad, because somebody could say he was just traveling through, he was just following the highway that it passed through. That's the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah. So if you look in source number 5, you have the Perish HaMishnah, so the Rambam, there in Avodah Zarah, Perish Aleph Halacha Mishnah Dalet. I just want to preface reading the Rambam with the following. When you research any subject related to Avodah Zarah, you look in sources, you have to worry about what was censored out. Okay, the censor sometimes took stuff out. It makes things very confusing and sometimes very difficult to understand who said what exactly. Because, just to give you the quick historical background, originally when the printing press was invented, Gutenberg and so on in the 1400s, so there was a great deal of nervousness on the part of the church and the religious officials, because now anybody can print anything today. They can put on online, you know, say whatever you like, and people believe in the printer, huh?
The same exact thing.
Yeah, that's exactly the point. So the church censored what was printed. They had an authority in Europe at that time, so they censored things because they didn't want people getting other ideas and so on based on what they read. So Jews, in order to print things, had to have their works approved by the censor. And therefore, either they or sometimes the Jewish censor would take things out so as not to be offensive. And they didn't want to, so there are certain things about Avodah Zarah, and specifically, as we'll see later, about Christianity, so that they took out so as not to offend the censor. So here,
the Christians, sent by the
censor. Right, sometimes the Sharblad, exactly. From the front page, it says approved by the censor, and so on. Yeah, it's like some edition. I always like to mention, I remember that even I saw this, the old white slichas. Remember the old white slichas? You get a tiny print. You got to go back and forth every word. You got to correct. Huh? Right. Zvika Hamre or H&M or whatever. So some of the editions, some of the slichas, have very negative comments to Jews suffering in Golis about what's going on in their land. On the front page, the first page, I have it at home. On the front page, one of the old white slichas, I have one that says that these piyutim were written centuries ago when the Jews were suffering. Here in Russia, everything's wonderful. Nobody should think that we're saying these things because we're complaining about what's going on now. We're just maintaining our old traditions, what our ancestors said so many years ago. That's what it says on the page, huh? Yeah. Also.
Right.
There you go. See how to write all this stuff would be politically correct. But what's interesting in the slichas is any slicha which has anything which could be interpreted, as negative, there's an asterisk on the bottom page. To see page one. They cover them. Go back. We're not talking about anything happening now. These are very fascinating. We got it. So this Rambam, this is source number 5. This parish omission of the Rambam appears does not appear in every version of the parish. Today, of course, we print everything, but the old Gemaras and sometimes the old editions do not have all of this, and we'll see other things like that too. So the Rambam writes on that Mishnah of the Zohar, Perek Aleph, Right. So the Rambam writes as follows: Ulefichach Yesodas Shekol Ir Me'arei HaUma HaNotzris. Right, that means Christians. And some version says Uma HaOvdei Avodas Chachom. They substituted the word, idolaters, star worshippers, and so on, for notes. But here it says notes. Sheish lahem b'bama. They have some sort of an altar, a religious place. Which son of a base tzila. So now it's their house of worship. Asher who base Avodah Zarah below Safek. These are idolatrous places. As Avodah Zarah, he considers Christianity Avodah Zarah, which we'll see later. Harezu ir ein mutar lavor b'kavani. Shouldn't even enter the city on purpose. Now notice right away the difference between the Rambam and Rashi on the interpretation of this Mishnah of Lazar Dafilah. Rashi says the whole Mishnah is talking about when there's some sort of affair, some sort of celebration going on. That's the context of the Mishnah, according to Rashi. The Rambam doesn't seem to learn that way. The Rambam learns it as a general comment about going into such a city, not necessarily because of some, religious celebration that may be taking place there. The Rambam writes, you shouldn't go you certainly shouldn't live in such a city. But, says the Rambam, Aval Hashem Nisra'anu Bidehem, what can we do? We're in Golis, the Kadosh Baruch Hu has given us over to their control. We have no choice but to live in certain, we can't just do whatever we want, live wherever we want, especially, Jews were very often restricted as the way they could live. We have no choice but to live in these cities. There's a pasuk in the Tochacha that will be punished and sent to the Golis. Have to serve other gods. Doesn't mean literally serve them, but be among people who do. So the Rambam says, but strictly speaking, one shouldn't even enter the city. Not one is a fair, but if that's a city which is inhabited by idolaters, you shouldn't go in at all. Certainly, if you have to live in the city, fine. Well, what choice do we have in Golis? But to go into the house of worship. That's certainly Shekimah also a Habipa. You shouldn't look at the place. The culture came to Karei Velav, and certainly not to go near it. And the culture came to Karei Velav. So the rabbi was pretty clear. I mean, a house that's identified, a house of worship that's identified as an idolatrous house of worship, the Rambam is clear, you shouldn't go near it, you certainly shouldn't go anywhere, you barely should live in a city. Now we have no choice, but that's the Rambam. Other Rishonim seem to agree the Chidush HaRitva, and that's Sugan of Orozor, Yud Alpha Beis in 206, he quotes the Mishnah and so on, he quotes Rashi, that the issue is the Chashad, you know, if there's this fair going on, you'll, people will go in, and people will think you're going there to serve the Avodah Zarah, and then the third line is the Tam, Nachman Hui, that seems to be the correct point, but then he goes from there and he says on the fourth line, Lofize, says the Ritva, this is what's important for us. Fourth line of six, the Chidush Ritva and Vodazor Yud Alf Beis Lofize. Also, Likanas Lofize Avodazor, but Makam She'ein Regilim Hagarim Likanas Hashem El Tzorach Avodazor Bizvai. He said it's also to go into a house of worship if that's what all the Goyim do there. That this is only a sanctuary, it's a place of worship. Okay, Avol Im Yesh Shem Chotzer Ladun O Shadarkan Likanas Hashem Vasos Tzarcheim. If, however, people go and have other activities, they use the facility for something else. They use it as a lecture, other things that go on there. Not only, a voting, we'll come to that later. We had that here in Phoenix a couple of years ago. Something you might remember that I think that the Whittier School was under construction, so they moved the voting place to one of the churches. And so, yeah. So he says, if they do other things, or people use it as a shortcut to courtyard, they use the shortcut to get. Then he says it's mutter. That's one point that's important in the Ritva. And then the second paragraph here, but some say that Rashi made it look like people think you're going to worship Avodah Zarah, and the Ritva says, some say that's not the concern. Even if it's clear that you're not going there for Avodah Zarah purposes, but the many people, no one's going to be choshed you, but you're there and have a big crowd. You're going to go to the parade in honor of this saint or that religious. But then, even if you can construct a case, nobody's thinking you're serving that idol, but still you're participating, you're giving covet. By being there, that would also be a problem. The Rosh has an interesting tshuva, source number 7, tshuva, the Rosh called the test in Yudzayim. Sha'alta, Avashar Barach, Benisna, Bissagra, Beis, Avod, Chama, Mokevitz, Chama, the Sama, Briach, Hedeli, not sale. You know, at the church, you could go for sanctuary, for, you know, people are chase, the authorities are after you. You can go into a church and be safe. You know, they were locked and you know, walled and so on. He said, if you go in there, what if a Jew? Can a Jew go in there? Can they not? So someone's trying to kill him. Yeah. Someone dares him, huh? The church, right. That's exactly mentioned in the kinnis. It's true. So he says, nearly she'ein yitzer v'avomadov. I think that's not an yitzer. Okay? Not only that, but he says that especially in our lands, the Russian, Europe, If you ran in there, the authorities wouldn't take you out. You know, if you were wanted by the law, they would leave you there. So Yehudi Baruch Shalom, we not so ain't Yisr B'Dabar. Now, the truth of the matter is, isn't this a side problem? Isn't this an Yisr of getting hung off on the Zohar? The Gemara says you're not allowed to, even for refuah purposes, you can't use wood that was from an Asherah tree. So the Rosh says he thinks that's different because here, basically, you know, the building itself is not a Hodazar. It's used. The Asherah, that item itself is used. That's what's worshipped. They don't worship the building. They worship in the building. He makes that a little bit of a villain. Right. Like they worship the mountain of the mountain. Right. That's exactly right. Okay, so therefore the Rosh says in such a case it should be mutter to go in. Okay? And the Shulchan Aruch in the source 8 paskins that way in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. Hilchos was called Yoredeya Simon Kuk Nun Zayin Shif Gimel. Mish and Ischai of Misa. Mutter livroch lebeisot is coming malakilas atzmon. It's mutter, although he adds v'yesh om v'mishat hashmad osur. If there's a time that they're persecuting the Jews, they want to make the Jews look like they're giving over to they're converting, then you should avoid it. Okay, the Rosh, however, that's the Rosh of the Tshuva. So fundamentally, yeah. One could be. It could be, but you know, well, the Muslims will see differently. It may be different, but the Christian he says. Right, but the Rambam doesn't care about the fair. That's the point. The Rambam says, I mean, again, whether he meant it or not, this is a Perusha Mishnah, you know. But right. But he's saying, let's say you go to a Christian place, the Rambam would appear to be a problem. I'm saying to which, well, I think fundamentally, he's in so does the Rosh. However, if yours is mine,
the Rambam was living in a Christian
country, right? So he's an emphasis.
Yeah, but they were living in Christian countries there.
Right, so they had to deal with it. They had to deal with the way he did. We'll come back to that. The Rabbeinu Yonah, it's not on the sheet. The Chiddush Rabbeinu Yonah on the Sechus of Arazor, it's a later print, it's not from the original, whatever. It's not in the Bar-Ilan, they don't have it. But he agrees with Rashi that the whole discussion, this mission is only it's talking about a Yerid. It's only talking about when there's some kind of affair and some kind of a celebration, which again would yield a lenient point of view on all of this. But the Rosh actually quotes Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rosh, not in that shul, but the Rosh in Avodah Zarah, Parak Aleph and Tes, so it's mine. The Rosh quotes Rabbeinu Yonah Zal Kosov Lo Also Elach Elab Yerid Shalos Kachavim. Okay, why? If you they come to Mikal Mekomos, they get together from all around the neighborhood. L'Fichach Osh Shloim Nira Kecha Mehem Holach Miskar Lechod Avodah Zarah. You shouldn't look like one of those people you're going with them to join and do business in honor of their holiday. Okay, So that Avodah shows him some yom eidah v'hena holshim v'shamer kolmos lo matzino sh'asu le'elav shom. It's not a place of gathering. It's just that, like you're saying, it's a Christian quarter. It's just a place where people have to live. He says that there's no fear. There's the people aren't gathering from other places. If it's a whole big assembly, a conference, people come all over, that looks like you're a participant. It's not that. So the Rabbi Yonah has that leniency. However, the Rambam,
really a Marathon.
In effect, yeah.
So then, if it's Marathon for Avodah Zarah, is that Yehareh
Ve'al Yavo? That's a further question, whether we apply all the Avodah Zarah to your heart to Marathon. Not so partial. Not so partial. Right? Again, according to the Rush, yeah, no question. Yeah, we may come back, we might. The Rambam, we read before, is the Parish HaMishnah. In the Yad HaChazokah, Hilchos Avodah Zarah, sometimes called Hilchos Avodah Zarah, depends on which edition you have. Karatez Halapatez, the Rambam writes, Ir Shehi sticks to his gun. Ir Sheyesh Avodah Zarah Mutra LaHalechutala V'Asu Itanas Pesocha. Halechutala Avodah Zarah Mutra LaHalech Pesocha. He doesn't say it to your reason, so on and so forth. The Ravid is Masig right there on the Rambam. Again, Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Karatez Halapatez. The Ravid is Masig, the Ir Sheyesh Avodah Zarah Mutra LaHalechutala Amavam, the Ravid, because Seftim, of course, would be your read. Okay, but or it's a holiday, then it's a chashash of matzo matin. But again, the rabbi takes the other position and says the issue seems to be it's a holiday, there's a fair going on. In the case of Mishnah, there in source 11, quotes the Rambam and understand. Right, correct. That's where the lines are drawn here, it looks like.
Rambam 11.
10. Yeah, he doesn't go into.
In 5, it says Christian city.
Yeah, here he just
says. In 10 is a city. So
right, well, you're
saying. Jackie, you know, point 05, you should be able to go into the.
Possibly.
The Jewish city.
Right.
This one here looks like it's maybe.
As long as they have it, it's called maybe. Make me right. There's more machmer here. Yes, it could be. The Kesef Mishnah says, again, look in the second line of source 11, on that Rambam, part test, halacha test, and look at the Kesef Mishnah. Well, the Rabbeinu Sheir, Sheyesh, what is called, also the Kanespa. And the Mishnah says, when the Mishnah says, Umalelech Lashom, Komar Lavor Derech Shom, he says, even if the path leads only to that town, you shouldn't even go on that path at all. But he quotes the Rav that disagrees. The Lechem Mishnah there discusses what the Machlokas is. Kavanoso, looking to verse 12, the Lechem Mishnah on that Rambam, Perikes, Alephites, Hilchosos, Kavanoso, Lahasigo, Rabbeinu Shlomo, Logil, Rosh, Eno, Elab, Yerid. Right? Rashi only said it's a fair, it's a party, it's a holiday, a celebration. And the doctor leads to the lead him. But it's only a business issue, not to do with. And by the way, the reason business is because you'll close the deal, so he'll praise his God. Right? It's a big celebration. He's going to make an important deal with you, and he'll bow to his God as a way of thanks on this holiday. This saint gave him this blessing and so on and so forth. So by you doing business, so you're contributing to the cause of Avodah Zarah. That's the logic behind it. And the Rambam seems to disagree, right? That's what the commission explains. Then there are Kabbalah from Hisig Arbena Shesos Amdor. The Rambam didn't make any distinction, did not say it's a fair or it's a celebration. He just said some, and that's what our writer disagrees. Or he says that maybe, perhaps even more lenient, he has another, it's only when the only chashash is business, and even if it's a holiday, he's looking at going. But anyway, the writer takes a more lenient position. The other is showing him again when, this also, I just printed a couple of others, the Ran. In source 13, the Ran on the Rift, and Avodah Zarah Daf Gimel and Beis in the pages of the Rift, the Garfino the Gemara Miu, here she yesh pa Avodah Zarah, the Asur Erev Shem Neshim Nira Kalech Lo Avodah Zarah. Mistabra here, he says, and you asked that question, While it's not saying within the Rambam, he says the stabber the hechad hika sakonas nefesh mutter. If it's sakonas nefashos, in other words, it doesn't carry on the Ahar Vayavor point. The Ram says shim lamadnu benira kaoved afilu mokum sakona osur. When it looks like you're actually doing avodah zarah, so then it's haki Ahar Vayavor, then it's osur. But benira kahol echlavo, you're one step removed. It looks like you're going to the place. He said that already. It would be mutter to save your life. It would not fall in the category of the Ahar Vayavor. Okay, and so on. So that's around addresses your point. I'll just mention it's interesting. The Sefer Yerayim, one of the Yabala Apostles of Elazar and Mitzvah, and he has a Sefer Mitzvah, as you can tell from the title of 14. There are two different editions. So this is Shimon Reish Ayin, or the old printing, which I have at home, it says Ayin Ches. He considers this to be a drabbanan. He says, Ule Isser Avodah Zarah Hosipu Chachamim Tolda. You know, we have the Shabbos and Av and a Tolda, major categories and subcategories. So here, he said he has, that there are five rabbinic categories. Tolda and Shabbos is not a rabbinic category, it's a device of it. But here he says there are five rabbinic categories under our Isser of Avodah Zarah. Shniyah, the second of which is this Mishnah. Our Mishnah is not here, Sheesh Bavodachom, Esh Bavodah Zarah, Ma'alel, something close to the Mishnah. So he assumes that it's not drabbanan, which would also mean that for Yahar Vayavar purposes, you wouldn't say. So that's what I'm putting that Uraim. The tour in Hilchos Avodas Chacham or Hilchos Avodas Zarah, Yeridei Siman Kuf Mem Tes, source 15, quotes from the Rashba. I didn't find the Rashba in the more modern, more recent edition of the tour. I think they write that we don't have this Rashba in our regular Rashba. The cost of Rashba, Mishumahar Tanya the Chashad Afil Yisrael Hadar Beir Sheish Bo Elul. Also Elul Rechov Elul Shach. Look at this one. What if you live in that city already? He says, according to this view, so you shouldn't go on the street where the idol is. Somebody was telling me that there are places in Italy, another place where every corner they have like another shrine. I've never been there. Yeah. Every corner, right? They have another thing there. So that would be a problem according to this. In Ein Oso Rechov, Pasuach Lishlok Machen.
Sure, it was quite another.
Yeah, that's what people tell me. Right, every corner. So he says, unless that road leads to other places, so then you walk right by. The near Kolak Shokela of the Kol Shekain, Shosuli Kanis La Olam Lechotzer, you can't even go in the courtyard. Even if you just go to speak to somebody. Okay, that's the Rashba. But then he quotes on the second line of that next page, the Hari, and I think that means Rabbeinu Yonah. That's Rabbeinu Yonah we just mentioned. Rabbeinu Yonah caused him, just because of a Pesel or some Salem said that it's aimless or Lechsham. El Amirish Osin Yerid Beyond the Aid, like we said before. So that's what basically comes out of Machlokes Rishonim, whether, you know, this whole prohibition is only when there's some sort of a celebratory fair going on, or it applies all the time, or it's only when people are getting together there. But that's the tour. And he says, the Rosh, the Rabbi Yonah says, make only close the end of Ekachi Maskonas Adoni Ovi Rosh. That's what my father, the Rosh, agrees to. The Rosh quotes that Rabbi Yonah. And I also mentioned the Chubi, make love going into it to save your life. The Prisha. As opposed to Protestants, but they don't. I don't know. It's an interesting question. I don't know. I'm not sure. We will come at the end to Christians and Muslims. I don't always distinguish between Catholics and Protestants, so that may be very relevant. It's an interesting question. Actually, we'll see something may touch on that. The priest of Aaron Yerodesim Kuf Mem Tes and Ozayim, he says, according to the first view, the culture came. That's the first year, even if it's not the holiday. And others disagree. Okay, and then the question we mentioned before about the Pikuach Nefesh. The Ramah and the Dark Moshe, there in Tim Kukman Tess, and those Aleph summarizes this dispute. He says, Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rosh hold that the whole issue is only on the day of the Yerid, the day of the fair. And he says, even the Rosh, well, perhaps he could read to agree with that. But at the end, he quotes the Sefer Chassidim. The end of 17. On the Sefer Chassidim, Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, Kosav the Chola Holeh Derek Shom Ein Tzilos Mishmas Tok Shloshim Yom. He says some Sefer Chassidim says that if you go there, even if it's technically mutter or whatever, Kosh Baruch is not going to answer your tefillos for the next 30 days, whatever that means. But he says Avolom Machmir Mizekol Kach. But people aren't so Machmir. I quoted a different Sefer Chassidim. I couldn't find that Sefer Chassidim unless this is what he's referring to. It's in the Talk Lamed Hey, which, by the way. And I'm talking about censorship. So I saw this Dr. Moshe quoted the Sefer Chassidim. So I looked in the one edition of Sefer Chassidim I had at home. And what do you know? It skips from Top Lamed Aleph to Top Lamed Vav. It skips four. You know, and I realized all the stuff was censored out. And the Bariman, they had it. The other edition of Sefer Chassidim I had it. That's exactly what I said at the beginning of this year. When you're dealing with these subjects, you have to figure out what was taken out by the censors. So he says, here's a story. Kumar Echad, Chayv Lehudi Kesef. a certain religious, the priest or whatever, owed a Jew money. The Yada Akumar Shaloyerech Acho of Beit HaTiflus, because Shaholech with Pachovo, Pachovo, Hanach of Beit HaTiflus, who are Rathi Hutelech Acho of Shom. The Jew was chasing after him to get his money back, so the guy knew, I'm going to the church, the Jew's not going to come in. That's why he kept getting away. So that was the question. And he said, no, you're not supposed to go in. Another story, Ish Echor Halach of Beit HaTiflus, Alilam and Ischari. And he asked his, what he felt bad, he walked into a church, what should he do? So he said, you should fast on this day for the rest of your life or whatever. They took it very seriously. And Yehudi Acher Halach B'chatzar Beis, the guy walked through the chatzar, the courtyard of the Beis HaModazara, and he heard a bas call and said, you know, Ashkosi Yishlachtach HaGevecha, to throw me away, he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he fasted, and so on. So you get the idea that people took it very seriously. In the Shulchan Aruch, okay, in terms of Pesach Halacha, so in the Shulchan Aruch it says, and again, Hilchos Avodas Chum, that Yoridei Siman Kuf, Mem Tes, Tif Aleph, Ir Sha'osim Bo Yerid, he begins talking only like those who Shalom say that this whole issue is when there's a fair, some sort of celebration going on. People are coming from all over the place, to this fair, this celebration. They're coming for in honor of the idolatry. Mutter can go outside, but not inside, as we mentioned in that mission. Sivbeis makes a distinction between if you live there, if you don't live there, because you live there already, so you're not going for the covet of the Rezara. But then the Ramah says, the Hagor of Sivbeis, Ramah says, but Yeshomrim. Okay, the Zion Kirshos Chachavim, who is mine, Shaina Kaodecham is Kapsin Shom, which was a Mutali Kanasham, but the next one, the Yesh Omrim, the Bechol Inyan Osir. The Ramah brings the Chumadic opinion as well, no matter what it's Osir, unless there's no other way, you know, that road leads only to that place. Okay, so he writes at the end, he says, the minute, the Pchina Minek Poshat, the widespread minute, let it there, Osir Chachavim, okay, you can walk there if you're going to somewhere else, but we call Mokom Paskins Ramah, again, this is the Ordeus in Kuk Mem Testing Days, Paskins Ramah, we call Mokom Midas Chassidusu, Lishrachek, we let it go, in Yeshua Derech Acheres Kotzer Kamau. If you can avoid it, avoid even going through the courtyard, avoid it altogether. That's the Psalm of the Ramah, and different for those opinions like the Ramah and Sai.
You knew Rabbi Lemberger?
I heard him, yeah.
He was a big. The brother-in-law of the Bobo Rebbe there and so on there. He lived on West End Avenue. Lived on West End Avenue and he had a sister on West End Avenue too that lived there. So when he walked there, there was a Greek.
Greek Orthodox Church.
Thing in there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the church was here. So he went over there on the other side.
Walked all the way around.
There. So the color of the deep cup once in there and cursed him.
Oh, for a while. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. 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 That's different. Read a person, but not go to the place. Yeah. It's interesting, again, the Shach comments in Sivkotten Allah Hashem Kukman says, it's nothing different. He just quotes the Rambam. The reason I printed it here is because, again, in my edition of the Shulchan Aruch, I have it at home, the regular Shulchan Aruch, so I had seen in research from this year, I saw the Rambam in the Parish HaMishnah. Now, we don't necessarily pass in like everything in the Rambam in the Parish HaMishnah. But I saw, oh, this Parish HaMishnah we had back in source number 5, the Rambam over the door, it's brought Allah by the Shach. In your day, it's in the Kuf Mem Tessi Kotnawah. I looked in my Shulchan Aruch, the Ordeus in the Kuf Mem Tessi Kotnawah, and I read it 5 times and said, nothing, there's a quote around what was going on here. But it wasn't there. Then I looked and I noticed that there's Sukkotan Aleph and it goes right after that to Sukkotan Gimel. In my regular Shulchan Aruch, I have my shelf at home. So it goes to Sukkotan Gimel. So I said, wait a minute, there's something funny going on here. So I looked again. So what I have as Sukkotan in my Shulchan Aruch as printed as Sukkotan Aleph is actually Sukkotan Base. Okay, they excised Sukkotan Aleph. This Rambam, this whole Shach was censored out. That quote of Rambam was censored out. So I guess they thought it was Aleph because people would notice. But if it goes to Aleph and Gimel, not everyone's looking so carefully. But I looked at it, so it was censored out. So that's that Rambam. Anyway, and the Sivkotten Hay explains, according to the second view, that's the Ramah, Afil Shalom B'Yom Ha'ei. Okay? And the Bir Agro, Sivkotten Zion, right? That Yesh Omrim is the Rambam, and possibly the Rashba, as we mentioned before, that's the Chumah Dikah view, and the Ramah says to avoid it. How? What do you mean avoid it? How far it goes back to the Rabbi, you know, the Lemberg that the Rosh Hashanah just mentions? It is a pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Hei, pasuk Ches 22. Harchek melo darkecha v'alkicha v'pesach beiso. Stay far away from their places and don't go near their. What does it mean? So there's a Gemara Avodah Zorah again. Adam Yud Zayin Aleph. Harchek melo darkecha zu minus. That's reverse the heresy. Stay far away from heresy. Roshus means, and the next page I have the Rashi, Roshus, Shultonos. Somebody who lords it over the people and takes money. That's not a topic right now. But Igor Dami says the Gemara, Hachek Meled, Akecha Zuminas, Roshus, Altiko, Pesach Beso, Zuzona. The Kama, that's the key at N23, Amar Chista Arba Amos. You say Arba Amos away. So there is a little bit later on that same daf in Avodah Zarah, daf Yud Zayin. So here we have a drasha in the Gemara Pasuk and Mishlei. Harchek Melech referring to Minus heresy. How far do you stay away from a place of heresy? At least 4 hours. The Gemara has a story in 25. Avodah Zarah Yud Zayin Al Gangol Yud Zayin Al Beis. Ruchinim Yonasan Al Kazi Baruchah. These 2 times, Ruchinim Yonasan was walking on a lot of path. Motu Lahanu Trishu. They came to a fork in the road. And they come to the fork in the road. Take it, right? They came to the fork in the road. And the one road, one path would lead you right to a place of Avodah Zarah. You know, the Avodah Kachavim house there. The other one, it was a house of illness, prostitution. The house of those who so what do you do? Let's go past the church. Why? The Nachis Yitzray. Rashi explains on the 27th, the top of the day, the Gemara has in Sanhedrin, that the Chachamim Ravato was tied for Avodah Zarah. We don't have today a great desire to serve idols. You know, it's not a great Yetzer Hara. They were Ravato, that Yetzer Hara. We don't really have it the same way. So, but the Yetzer Hara is nus. You know, sexual morality is prevalent, obviously, today. So the one one said, let's go past Avodah Zarah. We'll have less of a chance of being tempted. The other one says, no, let's walk there, and we'll overcome our Yetzer, we'll get a Mekabel Agra, we'll get rewarded, you know, for overcoming. So they did that. They walked by the house of prostitution. All the prostitutes ran inside. They didn't bother. They left them alone. So yes, how did you know that? The apostles backed it up. The Torah protects you, whatever it is. But it's interesting. Tosus points out, let's look at 28, and that was the Rashi, this tells out the story. Tosus here in Avodah Zarah, Yizam and Beis, number 28, Nezah Fisle Bezonos, Mikan Yeshlomo, Shederach Lahachik, Mipesah Roskochovim, Kol Mashayochol. We see from this story you should avoid the Avodah Kochovim. They even had a preference outside the Maharam. And 29, Maharam Lublin, in the back, on the page of the Maharshal. The Maharam explains this Tosus, Yizayim and Beis HaRazor, that, you know, they were willing to go to a place which was more tempting, so to avoid Avodah Zarah. It wasn't just to get the reward. That's what he explains. It wasn't just that the Maharam explains what those mean. It was, apparently, whatever they did, they took all that. That's what he said. He walked around the whole block, right? So that's exactly what this Tosus is saying. Because it says, Al Tikra of a Pesach Vezim Mukwila Avodah Zarah. It refers to the Gemara above that we had back in verse 23, that it was talking about Avodah Zarah. You have to stay far away. That's what the Maharam explains. Because otherwise, nobody would say, let's say one road led to, there was nothing on that road. And the other road had a house of prostitution. You wouldn't say, well, let's go there so we can overcome our Yetzer Hara. You'd never put yourself in that kind of a situation. He's saying because at least here you had a reason to avoid this road. That's what he's saying. It's not enough. Nobody would have said, yeah, let's go to a place that's dangerous. Right. Exactly. Okay. Anyway, and the Torah practices like this, Allah, again, this is the Ardei Sinan Kuf Nun, Mitzvah, source 30, Mitzvah, Lachak, Mazarek, a little Dal Amos. Should stay Dal Amos away. Okay, and the Bach says that's based on the Gemara. That's the Gemara. What is our Daf? He's right. The Shulchan Aruch, yeah. Yeah, correct. At least Dal Amos. The Shulchan Aruch also passed in this way. Simon Kuf Nun Siv Aleph Mitzel Yisrachek Miderech Avodah Zarah Dal Amos. And the Bira Agro says Yud Zayin Al Aleph. That's this story. So even though it's a story, but as I'm pointing out, the post can say even though it's just telling a story, but we learn from that story that this is a din. He's just trying to stay away Arba Amos. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Simon Kuf Mem Beis, if Yud, even more. Let's say you're walking, it's a hot day, and the Beis HaModah Zarah is a big building, so it's casting shade. You know, when you're walking on the street and it's hot, oh, it's good to walk in the shade for a little while. The shade is generated by this building. So Shulchan Aruch writes, even if it's going to bring you within Arba Amos, it also sounds like even walking in the shade. Yeah, what is that? No, bring it down. Arava. I think there's Arava, right? That's how the Shach explains. We've got the Papalas, talk about Arava also. I haven't assumed the Mitzvah, it's Rakhim, it's the Allah Arava. And we are going to say the same story, yeah. Yeah, what? Right, only the front. Yeah, correct. Negative fiscal, yes. Correct. Because that's what it looks like. Correct. If you have a shade in the back, right, because then no one's going to be, there's no problem going in. There's no way to get in. Correct. Okay. What's that? Where you can go in. Not sure. Okay. However, it's important to know that there's Yerushalmi, which implies a little differently. Yerushalmi in Brachos, okay, Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, question came up, is Yerushalmi, source 37. Yerushalmi says in Brachos, it's the Yud Gimel and Aleph in the Vilna edition, says, okay, is it mutter? Well, someone asks, the Prey Moshe explains there in 38, Prey Moshe in that Yerushalmi Brachos, Achakach Shol of Yaakov of Yochanan, there's several questions of Yaakov asked of Yochanan, that's Sugi. He said, one of the questions was, Ma'u lavo lifna, how do we tell him, Avodah Zarah Achat? So I said, Menas ala Derek. There was some Avodah Zarah that was there, can we go by? So on my way back in the Gemara 37, my spalik lay ekar, alavu kume v'sameh ene. Okay, you want to, it's interesting. He said, if you avoid it, it's calling more attention. You know, walk the other way, it's almost like you're honoring you, it's as if it has some sort of power. That's the thing Moshe explained. He wrote in 38, he wrote out the lakho kabod, shalalara lafonam, el adar abba, avar lafonam, walk in front of it. Well, it's time to close your eyes. No, don't look at it. Okay? That's the case. And similarly, the Yushalmi and Avodah Zarah, Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Aleph, it's Chav Talmud Beis in the Vilna edition 39, Gamliel Zuga, that was his name. As the Prey Moshe explained before, his name, Harmistanach Roshim Alokish, Matun Bahu Tavnisa, he came past, prepared a certain Avodah Zarah, Tavnisa was, as the Prey Moshe was the name of the Avodah Zarah, Amal Amam Avor Kameh, he says, Amal Avor Kumeh Besameh Enei, go by the still, close your eyes and so on. Okay, and the same Umar has a few stories there in the Yishalim and Avodah Zarah, Yitzchak Bar Matan, the Talmud Yerchanan, came to another one, Talmud Bule, that's the name Bule, whatever, another type of Avodah Zarah, and they go by, all, they all say the same thing, walk by and close your eyes. So it's interesting, the Mincha, that people do that. So the Mincha is a loser.
Is there a differentiation between the
Alil
itself and the base of
Odazara? So I think the base of Odazara, it could be different, because we said before, the house itself is not worship. They worship in the house. It could be such a difference. Even though that Ramo, that Shulchan Aruch said, even the sale, so it, you know, it would come near the door.
In this one,
possibly. Yeah, actual Odazara. But it's an interesting hierarchy. The Mincha Zalosa doesn't seem to learn it that way. That's a bit in the Tshuva. 41, the Minchas Elozer, Munkatcher Rebbe, the grandfather of the present Munkatcher Rebbe, the Minchas Elozer, writes in Chelek Gimel of his Tshuva Siman Mem Dalet, he was wondering about this din that it says in the Shulchan Aruch, right, you have to stay Dalet Amos away, and he noticed that, you know, and the other Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Mem Bei, is about the shadow of the building, and he says, in third line of 40, V'chein Ro'isim Noagim, V'yira Hashem V'chosh V'yishmo, there are Yirei Elokim, like this rabbi that the Shlanger mentioned before, over in Berachov, Sheishba, Avodazar, Tzichon, Lavor, Lefanehe, Machikin, Be'erek, Da'alamas, they avoid walking past, at least Da'alamas, okay, we all more, Kavya, Esh, whatever is possible. But he writes, the Rabbi in the Yerayel of Kim, Shaloyach, Biro, Zeh, over in Berachov, and he's gone, Kishinim, to over this now, Elil, something, right? He said, many people are not makbar on this. They walk right past the church. We don't walk across the street. And then Nechaz Olaz is noting, even people, he's talking not Fali, even people who erase Shemayim, even he said there are people who are machmer, but he notes that the average person, even, you know, Shomri Tarmitzis, are not so machmer. He's wondering about it. Okay? And he said, well, after all, it's the din of the Gemara, it's Paskin and the Shulchan Aruch, stay Dal Amos away, and then pass it. That's interesting, too. Okay. Is that true? It says in the Shulchan Aruch? Yes, it's Mitzvah Yitzvah. Okay, interesting. He doesn't go that way. He says, Mistameh, the whole thing is not to save some time. Mistameh, he says, we're relying on Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi had a different view, so. Prayer said the Mishloach doesn't make that chilak that you made. Okay, Mishloach Mistami says people are relying upon the Mishloach that it's not. You close your eyes, you look down, you look, you know, you just walk by. That's the Mishloach that suggests. He quotes that's I got these Mishloach. He quotes these different Mishloach. Yeah.
People in the
end,
I have to feel
dangerous,
or look like.
No, we spoke with a chashada. It's both. That's what it seems, but certainly chashada. So anyway, so the basic point of Mishloach is it relies on the Yerushalmi. However, he goes on to say, but one second, that's not what the Bavli says. And we know, and it's not what it says in Shulchan Aruch. We know that generally speaking, in the hope of the Bavli and Yerushalmi is a general rule, there are many exceptions, but generally we follow the Bavli, not the Yerushalmi. So he said it's a nice thing to be Malamit Chus, says the Minchas Olozer, because people are relying on the Yerushalmi, but Lamaisa, you know, the Bavli seems to imply otherwise. So he says maybe there's a chilek, maybe it's towards the end, maybe 5 lines from the bottom, and that source says, Ulay Yesh Chalek, and maybe it's not really Machlokes. Okay? He says, because what was the Yerushalmi made a good concern. Yerushalmi said, if you're going to walk right by the church, go, so you're giving it away more coverage, you're calling more attention. So Minchas Alazon suggests maybe it's different. You probably have told that if you can cross the street or go a different way before you get there, you're a few blocks or a block or two earlier, you know, you know you're walking that direction. So don't wait till you get right in front of the building and then cross, because then Taki has the concern of the Yerushalmi. That's what he says, Ulay HaShachalik, the Lost Sosra HaBavli Yerushalmi. Tashach Dilan, Arashat, the Babli, Meirit, Shetorach LaHachit, Ha'olos, Rakish, Shemachim, Mikodim, Shemachim, Abadazar. Shein Nikol, Ha'orim, Shemachim, as Haderach, Shil, Abadazar. Nobody knows why he's crossing the street 2 blocks earlier, so then it's not noticeable to the passersby that he's doing it for that reason, because it's a selim, there's something nearby. Okay, that, and Yerushalmi is talking about what was already there. He's over there, he didn't realize, he didn't notice, he didn't have a chance to cross. It was not possible to cross before, whatever the circumstances were. Then you should take close your eyes and so on. That's what he suggests as a possibility. So it shouldn't be a machlokes to Babi Nushami. Or you could suggest, alternatively, that maybe it's not possible, you know, it wasn't possible to cross earlier, or it wasn't possible to cross at all. There's no sidewalk on the other side of the road, whatever you can make up, so you can make the Babi Nushami go together. Now, till now, we've been talking about Avodas Kochavim, Ode Avodas Zara, idolater. So what about contemporary religions that we deal with today, Christians and Muslims and so on? So it's a broad subject. I just want to give a little bit of an overview. It's interesting that the Sugya of Avodas Zara mentioned Minus, right? The Harchek, Melachem, Yachem, Sum, Minus, the mean means a heretic, right? However, in the Perish of Ben Yonasom, the Lamil, one of the Rishonim, is not in the Kintila, he writes, on that Sugya of Avodas Zara, Dr. Zion, it says, Zu haminus, minus zu talmide yesho hanotzri yamach shemo v'zichom. That's what he said. Right? Minus means the disciples and followers of Jesus of Nazareth, right? Yesho hanotzri. That's how he defines min. And he's not the only one. The Nemuke Yosef, which I did print on a page in the Sheets like Hamon and Rosar, that same doc, he's now in 42. Zu haminus talmide yesho hanotzri. Okay, and in fact, Rashi says it in yet another comment that is censored out of our standard editions. Take a look, and here they printed it. Look at 43, the Rashi's in Brachos, Yud Beis and a Beis, where the Gemara mentions Minus, Osam, that was in between the plus marks here, is what Hashmatas HaTzenzora, that was taken out by the censor. The way we have Rashi, in most standard editions of Brachos, Yud Beis on the Beis, it says, Minus is Osam HaHofkin Tameh HaTorah LeMedrash Ta'us Elil. Those who turn the Torah out, heretics, Jewish heretics. However, the censor adds in Talmidei Yesha HaNotri. That's what's printed here in the Bar-Ilan CD-ROM is the Bar-Ilan, database. Hashmata Tetzendor, Talmidei Yeshan Otsi. Again, our regular editions of Brachos and Beis do not have that. But Rashi is also defining a min as a Christian, follower of the Yeshan Otsi. Presumably, exactly right. Sure, exactly right. That's the passage. Again, it was all censored out. In fact, Minchas Yitzchak, Bayan Weiss, and Shalai Meir Haredis, Chelik Vav Simon Pei and his Chuvah is close to Dr. Chuvah is also a Munkacher, Zeta of Michas Alozer. Dr. Chuvah wrote an extensive commentary on Shulchan Aruch Yerodea to the point that I think if someone wanted to write a parish in Yerodea or something and they told him they don't have to write anymore, Dr. Chuvah quotes everything. You know, he does not have to quote. He has everything there. Anyway, he quotes the Tevas Min, the very word Min, Shenizku B'Shat Poskim is Rashi Tevas Mitamidei Yeshu Notri. That's the word Min. Okay, Min. My son told me an interesting thing he once came across from the censor. But a lot of times when it said minin, so they would substitute it for they would substitute the word ovei kochav. The word min or min would be ovei kochav. Minin was other. They put it in the censor, put it in automatically whenever it said the word minin. So they put in the word ovei kochav. They were studying something in the Masechet Sukkah and it said the arba ovei kochav. Arba minin, arba ovei kochav. The censors didn't always know what the reference was, you know, in the text. But anyway, so that's according to this, min is with reference to Talmidei Yeshu HaNotri. So there's a lot of interesting questions. Should we classify today's Christians as Ovdei Avodah Zarah? You know, that's an interesting question. And we've Shani alluded to before, you know, we saw differences. There is a Gemara in Chulin that's relevant to this discussion, source 45. Gemara in Chulin, Amar Zachon Arav Aruah, Ein Min B'Moskov Ovdei Chacham. We don't have any more minim among the Ovdei Chacham. What exactly that means? Right? And this has to do with, again, doing business, other things like this. Why? Sabar, says the Gemara in 45, Sabar law, he had the Omer Chir Ba'alav Yechanan, 45, Nachrim, Shemichutzot, love of the Abbas Chavim, Elaminet Abbasayim Bidayim. They don't really believe in it anyway, they just follow the old tradition. And it's true to some extent today. There are many people who may observe certain religious holidays And but they don't believe in the whole thing. They, you know, I remember a bunch of years ago, not that I can't remember when it was, but my children were little. So I remember that December 24th, Christmas Eve, coincided with Hanukkah. And, you know, I sometimes tend to say things to the last minute. That's my personality, those who don't know. So I hadn't yet purchased the Hanukkah present my children. But I had what I thought was an ingenious thought. I figured Christmas Eve, December 24th, I found out that Toys R Us here on the roof floor is open until 9 o'clock. That's perfect. The place will be deserted. I'll go there. You know, it'll be perfect. And all the people are at home. They're getting ready for church and religious activities and so on and so forth. So I went there. What a madhouse. It was I actually could, it was so mobbed with people. I thought that evening is a religious evening. I thought for sure it would be empty, you know. And it wasn't Jews that were there.
No, they weren't.
So I expected a few of them, but it was like, you know, it was just mobbed. The computers went down 3 times because there were so many people there. I thought to myself, I realized they're religious. They're not keeping the meeting. Yeah. I don't know why. I don't know exactly. I don't know why it's supposed to be different. Yeah, right. But why? The religious one ain't living in Israel because that was a religious land. So, the Shulchan Aruch brings in 47, Yardeis, in the Kuf Mem Ches, Sifyut Beis, Yesh Omrim, She'ein Kol Advarm Elu Amum Ela Ba'oso Zman. Abizman Azeh, Ein Amol Devris Kom, Lefichach Mutra Lot Eish Olot Zimayim, Biyom Chagam, Ula Ba'oso Mechol Sa'advarm. Shulchan says there are some who say that today's religious people don't have the status of Devris Olo anymore, okay? In Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Gimel Beis, Tosus there quotes the following, talking about Christians. Tosus, by the way, Tosus lived in Christian land. He says in 48, we call Mokom, Bizman Hazeh, Kulam Nishma, talks about an oath. So you're not allowed to have over the resort, take an oath by the resort. That's with Me'iver and so on. If you do business now, he swears by, he thanks his, like we said before, he thanks his God, so that's a problem. But Tosus, in Sanhedrin, Samach Gimel Beis, said, we call Mokom, Bizman Hazeh, Kulon Nishbon the Kadeshim Shalahem. They swear by their saints. Like they said, there's a patron saint for this, and a patron saint for that. So they thank, you know, the saints preserve us. Right? They thank the saints, you know, they swear to saint so and so. That's what it is. But the Ein Tovshin Bahem Elohus, they don't assign God, you know, divinity or deity. They don't view it as a deity. They're thanking Saint Patrick or whatever it is. They'll see each one of the different saints. The Apol Pishem Hashem Askirim Am Shem Shemayim Kavanos Modover Achim Mikol Mokom Ein Shem Avodas Kachovim Gam Daitam LaOste Shemayim. When they swear by God, they mean our God, the Creator of heaven and earth. The Christians also, they're saying, even though Apol Pishem Mishatrin Shem Shemayim Modover Achir, even though they're equating or they're, we wouldn't do them to say Hakadosh Baruch Hu and something else for us would be, you know, prohibited by the Zara. But for them, they don't mean it that way, and so on. It's called Shituf. So he says it's not a problem, it's only the name of Beinach. The Tosus has that kula that these Obdevot Zara Christians he's talking about believe in God. They believe in the same God we do. The only thing is they have saints or they have the Trinity, which we'll see in a moment. So, Miri says it a number of places. I forgot to quote it. Miri is known as the one who very, very popularized that view. I forgot to quote it.
Go back to the doorway.
Possible. Well, if you look back in 47, the Shulchan Aruch said, "Yesh Omrim She'ein Kol Advarim Amurim." All these things were only in those days and not now. So he seems to say like that. Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim, this is not in our day. In Aruch Chaim, in Kuf Nun Vav Zibalat. By Shita. Right. So that's exactly what Tosfos is saying. For us to attach anything to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's called Shita. And now we believe. Was saying he got echad v'ein yachid. Shema Yisrael, Shema Tenei Shema echad. Echad v'ein yachid. No, God is one and indivisible, and so on. No parts. So for us, that would be over the Zohar. But for a Christian, you know, someone else, a non-Jew, to believe in God who created heaven and earth, our God, and to attach something else to it, that would not be over the Zohar. That's what Tosfos is saying. The Shulchan Aruch in
we're
Muslim, right? But they're not. That's the right. We are. We're not allowed to believe that.
No, Kadosh Hashem, let's conclude that. The Talmud brings No. The Bar Mini.
So nothing else. Okay. So that's us. But they're not commanded concerning that. So in our Archaim Sun Kuchlun Vav Sifalov at 49, Bizarre. You shouldn't do business because you have to take a shuot. But there are more rights. Yes, Mekilin. They don't swear by Avodah Zarah. The Afagav Maskir Avodah Zarah, they mention the saint, whatever, or Mikomakoma, or they mention even Jesus himself, Mikomakom, Kabaros, and Los Ishmael Oret. Elash from the Shatvin, Shem Shemai, Vidomar Acha. They do this with called Shitu. And that's not also taught. That's that Tosis in Sanhedrin. Okay? This is a question. If you look in the next source, back in the Oredeus, in the Kuf Mem Zion, Siv Gimel 50, also the Ligra of Lavodos, Lavodokom, Shiyadu, or Shiyishma, Bashem, Avodos, Bacham. You can't cause him to swear or take an ender by his Avodos Kukam. The Pisrei Tshuva has 2 days about this in the Kuf Mem Zion, the Oredeus, Kut and Beit. We'll read outside, quotes in Odi Huda, that he says that, people misunderstand this Ramah. The Ramah didn't mean that therefore it's mutter and so on. He takes a more stringent view. Others disagree. Okay, we'll go from there. The Shach, and that Simukuf Menalas in Cotton Zion, number 52. He says Menagul Hakel Loshon Darke Moshe Mil Bismana Zeh Shohakam Itam Makilin Lishtatim and Adkan Loshona. Right? He says Bismana Zeh, you can do the business with them and so on because it's only Shituf. So from this point of view, one can make a strong case that perhaps Christians would not be labeled as Ovdei Avodah Zarah. However,
Christian Bibles that have rushed the Russian Christian.
Right, many of them, yeah.
And they were in the army. They have to take an oath from the army.
Oh, they take it by that?
Take on a Christian
Bible. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, fact, I didn't know that. Interesting. So according to the probably line of truth, it's not Avodah Zarah. However, the Rambam, and again, another parish of Mishnah Avodah Zarah that also is censored out of many editions, source 53, Avodah Zarah, Parak Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, Elah HaChagim, Yisrael V'dah. Rambam is unequivocal. The Da, Shazos Ha'uma Hanotris, Almedes, the Tainas HaMashiach, right? They claim the Messiah has come once already, and so on. Kulam Ovdei Avodah Zarah. They are Ovdei Avodah Zarah. The Rambam can't say it more clearly than that. They are considered Ovdei Avodah Zarah for all dinners. The Eidehen Kulam Asur, their holidays are all Asur. The Noagim Imoim B'chol HaTorah Kemo Shanagim Im Ovdei Avodah Zarah. You treat them like all regular Avodah Zarah. That's the position of the Rambam. The Yom Rishon, Sunday is who Michal Eidein Shadayim is their holiday. They believe in the Messiah's coming, so on. All these things, you do it rather like all Ovdei Avodah Zarah. That's how the Rambam paskens. And he says it again in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Tet, Halacha Aleph 54. Hanotzim Ovdei Avodah Zarah, Yom Rishon, Yom Eidam. Again, and that's how we treat them. So the Rambam is pretty unequivocal. Okay, what about, so then the Machlokes again. What about Ishmael? What about Muslims? So here, the Ran writes in his Kedushim Sanhedrin Samach Aleph on base 55. He says, "Well, Amadna Mikan Shakadeshim Shalkusim." That's again the saints, the Gam Hamashugah Shal Ishmaelim. That's they call them the Muslim Mashugah. In the letter, I think, right? He says the Kedushim means the saints of the Christians and the Mashugah of the Ishmaelim. Af Alpi Shein Torin Achareim. Lasos Elohus, even though they don't really view them as a god, but ho, Mishtacham this man, Hashtachavo, Shel Elohus, they bow before them as though that's what they worship, then Din Avodah Elilin, Avodah Zarah Yisrael, Lechol Dover, everything is Osir. Okay? And therefore he seems to lump Muslims with them, according to that, Lusharan. Now the tour, they bow, he claims anyway, they're prophet or whatever it is, they bow as though to Muhammad. Yeah. So they don't have statues. They have no statues. I guess he's suggesting they have that model. We're going to see others disagree, but that's what the Ran says. The Ran lumps them together. He says, yeah, he is. Yeah, he's, the Ran is more
modern.
Correct, but the Ran doesn't. Now, the tour quotes from earlier. The tour in the Ardeus in Kuf Chavdal in Yayin Nesef. That's also an important sugi about the non-Jews touching the wine. So the tour writes, the Ficha Keshma Gaonim already, earlier. Gaonim Shehitiru Yeinam Shri Ishmaelim Anoach, Shadavar Yadur Sheinam Odnur Azar, the Chayin Kasa Rama. Right? The tour quotes from the Gaonim already that they're making with touching wine to Muslim because they're not Odnur Azar, as the Rambam says. The Rambam says it in Hilchos Machalach Asuras, Parakin Allah of Zion 57, the Chayin Kol Odnur Sheina Obed Azar, don't Elo Ishmaelim, right? They're non Jews, but they don't serve idols like Ishmaelim. So you're not allowed to drink the wine, but you can't touch it, and so on. That's how the Rambam brings over there. The Shulchan Aruch passes like that as well in the Siman Kuf Mem Vav of Yerodeah Siv Hei, okay, in a different context. And look at the last line of 58, and that one is Siman Kuf Mem Vav Siv Hei. The Umo Shalom of Yishma'elim, She'elim of the Chom, Eino Chom Vatal. It can't be Vatal, but it's a different issue. My line is Yishma'elim, She'elim of the Chom. However, there is a tshuva from the Sfardi Rav Chaim Palagi, one of the Achronim from the source number 59. It's Shalos Tshuvos Chayin Biyad, Simon Chof Vav. It says, V'al Yikol Libcha, don't say. Now, he's a side when we lived among Muslims as well. Don't say that his man is there, Lekha of Rezara, Kedekatsu Apos with Tamamili. The Zer Legaba have going the Ein Ladun of Rezara. You're right, the people in of Rezara. Achein, Beis Tri Lossom, but their places of worship, Machom, Machom, Muchom, Puranos, and so whatever they do, Avodah Zarah, whatever they do, their religious stuff, that he says is a place that has Shrach Tumah, right? It's associated with Tumah, Tamas Tes Aleph, it's Sitra Achra. Now that's the dark side, I'll be translating, you know, the Kabbalistic terms, you know, the Tumah, okay? And therefore, if a Jew goes in there, so there is Chitzonim, various different things of Kabbalistic ideas. We'll cleave to you and so on. So he says, Borah, we should stay far away. So he's saying the following. Good, they're not over there, Avodah Zarah. Well, the Rambam says it, whatever. But that's in terms of them, and in terms of wine, in terms of making business with them, they swear good. But in terms of going into the house of worship, pastors of Chayantalaji, that, no. Even among them, can't they not Avodah Zarah? It's not a place to go into. And it's even more explicitly clarified in number 60, Shulis Divrei Yassiv, that's the Kozenberger Rebbe, the previous Kozenberger Rebbe. Written as he said, Kiryatan. Okay, he lived here in Union City, New Jersey. So he says, he writes an important ha'ara. And this goes back to what someone asked before. Look at Aleph. There are two issues in Avodah Zarah, says the Kozmer Rebbe. Avodah Le'elim, actually serving the other God. And rejecting our God. There's two different things. It's not, you have to stay away from both. It's not just not worshiping idols or Avodah Zarah, but it's also not doing something that weakens your commitment to Torah and Mitzvah. And he writes in Ozbeid, he says, that aspect of Avodah Zarah is Shayach Gam B'Das Yishma'elim. And he thinks even perhaps, you're heard by Yavor. And he quotes the Tshuva from the Radbaz, and he says, it's true that the Yishma'elim, I'm saying outside the same a few minutes, but he says it's true that they're not of the Avodah Zarah. You know, they believe in one God, and they don't have statues and everything else. However, he says, but to go into their house of worship, so that's look at Beza, the fifth line. One second. To believe in Muhammad, good, they're not of the Avodah Zarah, but they believe Muhammad superseded even Moshe Rabbeinu. So says the Kozmer, that itself is clear, that itself is heresy. In other words, okay, that's who Harisa the whole religion. So good, they're not technically of Avodah Zarah. What's the difference? You go into their place and you acknowledge Muhammad, and it looks like we're the whole thing. So that's even worse, or just as bad. Okay, but that's one of the, but that's important too. And he says, he quotes the Rashbo like that, so he says, even though the Yishma'elim may not be of the Berazor, he's pretty strict, and he says, he thinks there's no difference in this regard, between Muslims and Christians in terms of going into the house of worship. Just to finish up some contemporary truths that I printed, and I printed them all out, that's what took up the most space. You can look at it yourself if you want. But very quickly, there are Moshe Feinstein, Igus Moshe, Rebeche, Gimel Sim, Puk Top Test, Ozval, Itzur, Likon, the Knesset, Hanotzim, can I go in just to look at the pictures and the paintings and so on and so forth? The Moshe Feinstein says in this tshuva, no. In another tshuva, Igros Moshe Yerodei Chelgimel Siman Ayin Zayin, it was Hoshavas Yeshiva, the Binyan Ashayach Lebeis Avodah Samach Lebeis Tiflosim. Someone wanted to rent the building that they had on their property right next to the shul, right next to the church. Right? They want to open up a yeshiva there. And he says they should find another place, especially, he says, because there's a big cross outside, that's no good. And in another tshuva, Arachayim Chelek Dalat Siman Mem, he talks about kids playing ball in the, they have a gym or whatever, the Y has a gym there, right? That's Arachayim Chelek Dalat Siman Mem, Os Chavav, Mishakei Yeladim Be'ulam, Hashayach Letit La'akum, Udvar Lishchok Yeladim Mishchok Kador, play ball. And there, in one of their places, also he says, it's better to stay away from that. So Moshe has that chumra. Rav Yosef, 64, Chuvas Yechavadat, Chelek Dalet, Sim Memhei, has a long tshuva about this, and he quotes some of the many things that we quoted, including the Zerah Chosib, that I mentioned earlier, and that Chaim Biyad, that tshuva from Chaim Palazzo we mentioned, and he says you should not go in. Chosham says this is the right thing to go in. And his sikum at the end, the sikum hari adomer shborer she'osu behechle levakir b'kneisil shal notrim bal madrichei kairos, the tour guides from Israel taking tours to Italy, wherever else, we show me rizar ma'od lebal yekashu le'achshil Yehudim ha'makir mi'yisfotu. I guess tours in Israel. Don't bring them into the churches and so on. That's how Ravadia Paskin is there. In another tshuva, the next page, written in Cairo, also practical questions. Yabia Omer Chelek Beis, Chelek Ardeas Yim Yud Aleph. The Shaila was in Tahir Tafshin Tet, 1949. He was a rabbi in Cairo. A certain dignity, whatever, a consul, an ambassador, or somebody died. And the service was going to be in the church. Can the Jew go in it? Because, you know, they have to show covenant and so on and so forth. The right of safe is there also, even though it's Darkei Shalom, you have to avoid it. He doesn't allow it. However, he is lenient. In the next Jew, in 66, Yabia Omer Chelek Zayin, Yerodea Simon Yud Beis, in Old Zalad, he says churches, mosques are different. He quotes that Ron that we mentioned, as we did point out, the Ron is more Machmir, but he says the Rambam knew the Muslims better than the Ron did. All right, the Rambam lived among them, and the Rambam says it's not of a resort, then it's not of a resort. The Rabbi is Mako, but again, on the flip side, just as you look at these sources yourself, they're interesting. The Tito Yezer, Elizabeth Waldenberg, Kelik Yadalat, Simon Tari Aleph, doesn't make that distinction. He thinks, again, Rabbi disagrees. He quotes him and disagrees. He quotes the Michasolah, he disagrees. But the Tito Yezer and the Michasolah both say that it's also, he has all these questions. Can you go in? And what about if it's just to see the pictures and all these things? I wrote out the Tshuva, there's a Shaila there. And anyway, he's Machmer about it. The last tshuva that I printed here is from tshuvas on Hagos. They were based in Top Yud. Rabbi Sternbach was, you know, Rabbi Moshe Sternbach, Eidah Haredes in Shalayim. He was half the year for many years in Johannesburg. He would go for half the year as a rabbi in Johannesburg. So he had this question, 68, Nishalti, Imutu Latzbir Lebechiros. There were elections. Hobi Johannesburg, here in Johannesburg, Ve'ulam, Hanukhuba Lebeit Elim Shalayim. So here he says you're not allowed to go in, but he mentions it's not in the sanctuary. And just going in the building, he says it's better to next time to speak to the government to request they shouldn't do it there. But if you can't, you make it about it. I remember here in Tinek when I had that Shiloh, so people asked me, I thought that if it's clear, you're not going to the sanctuary, if it's clear that you're going to, and it says polling place here, they have the American flag, or whatever, it's obvious that people are only there to vote, and you're not going to the sanctuary, I thought it was mostly if that would be set up that way. So I still remember at the time I was called by one of the local papers and the question came to news. So I didn't know they already called two other rabbis in the community. And I was the third, I don't know what they called in order, but I know, none of us realized the other ones had been called. But one rabbi in town said, it's mutter to go in, the other rabbi said, it's usher. And I said, well, if they have a sign, my wife said, everyone who answered exactly your there. I said, there's a way, that's clear, there's a way. That's what happened. I said, but here we were able to prevail that they shouldn't do it again. I'll just close by pointing out a very fascinating thing that appears in the Sefer Nevi Sharab, of the Shefter's presentation related to, you know, to the Hanahogos of the Rav. This is the first edition of Pesh Reish Lam in Yerodea. He says, Kishen Nirtzach Hanasi Kennedy, when President Kennedy was assassinated, Ocho HaLavayasol B'Tnesiya Katolit HaLavaya, the funeral, I was a baby, I don't remember, I was a little kid, but the funeral was in the Catholic Church. The Hayre Yehudim America stopped with the television. Many people found it was televised. The funeral of Kennedy was televised, it was inside a church, and they wanted to see what was going on. And the Yisrael HaKach Rabbeinu Ma'od, the Rebbe was very upset, it was objected to this, because they believe that even if you participate via, you know, TV, it's like you're in the church, and therefore he said that all those Jews, what's the difference when you actually walk into the church or you bring the church into your house? That's basically what you did. So the Rav even felt that it went so far. Well, ours too, I guess. He says, Uvada Yisu Gomar Ebezeh, Umali Nichnas Hu El Toch HaKnesiyah Da Osir, Al Machnes Es HaKnesiyah Let Ol Feso. That's what the Rosh Hashanah Right. With the message of but even both. I'm saying it's both. He was saying, I like the point there. He said, what's the difference if you bring it up? You go in there and you watch what they do and you bring it into your house. He was machmer even about that. Wish everybody good luck. Oh, yeah, so next week, I'm sorry, no shit next week. Next week is Thanksgiving. It's all done. But after next week, Mr. Shem, we'll have a number of weeks in a row. So no shit next week, Mr. Shem. It's fine. Yeah, he usually calls me a day or two before. Yeah.
But we're not.
But Mitzi Weinberg is sus. He's one of Oregon. Yeah.
Not skipping this year because of an American holiday.